For MSO News Sports, I'm Tim Kearns, and this is Panther Preview with Beverly head coach Andrew Morenci, as we meet each and every week prior to Beverly's game. Coach, disappointing loss of last week, but now it's on to Somerville. 1-1 in conference, 2-2 overall. You guys are 1-1 in your conference, 1-3. I get probably one of the biggest mysteries to a lot of the coaches along the league, but you know these things happen.
Yeah, you know, the like we were just saying, you know, the games that we've played have been competitive for the majority of the game. Is just having that bad quarter, key moments where we're not making the big plays kind of has led to our downfall. So even though our record is at where it's at, we don't feel it's truly indicative of what our potential is. We still think there's a lot of football left, and we're looking forward to coming home this Saturday.
I guess when you look at it in a positive nature, the record that really counts is the conference record, the divisional record, where you finish. And right now you're in a pretty good position.
Well, you know, I think the kids right now, we're looking at the next game, and that's very true. But, you know, the kids, they're hungry, you know, and we're looking to kind of turn the tide during the course of the game, where in key moments we can make the key plays that lead to our success in a tight ball game. You know, we've been in tight ball games against good teams, like I said, but we haven't been able to finish the job, and that has silver linings. But in football, as we know, it's, you know, winner takes it all. So we're not satisfied by any means, and you know, we've been trying to work on the things we need to work on to get better.
Last week you were kind of taken by surprise with close starting a quarterback for Marblehead, and he proved to be a handful for you. This week coming in, Somerville, they've got a quarterback that's already signed to go to Connecticut, Nick Year. Any special plans to try to deal with him?
Well, you know, he's a good QB. We saw him last year in the playoffs, and we know that. I know Coach does a good job over there. They're a good football team, and they, like us, have lost a couple teams against, you know, English and Gloucester where they were competitive. So they're similar in their path in a lot of different ways. We're just hoping that, like I said, the tough luck or the, you know, the big plays by other teams in the past weeks, we're just hoping that coming home we can kind of turn the tide a little bit and force the brakes to come and go in our way. But you know what? Coming to play against the Somerville team is going to involve stopping the QB, and he's a player.
As we look down the road, and it's really tough to look past, I think, the next game,
yep,
at hand, what becomes the biggest challenges that you faced?
Well, I think that, you know, the keeping the kids invested in everything that we do, you know, a lot of these kids have pride, and it's hard as a high school kid to go through a little bit of a losing stint, and it tests your character. But, you know, we are a football team that we believe in our tenets and beliefs and ideals, and I have a lot of kids who are, at the end of the day, really good kids. I've been saying that since day one. So we're just hoping that regardless of how the path goes, that we're going to continue to do what we do and to make us a formidable football team. And like I said, we're going to come out and play hard, and that's what we've done for the most part. Not a complete game, but, you know, we show the potential that we can play it throughout the end of the season, no matter what it holds. As far as record goes.
Want to handicap real quick the Classical Danvers game for me?
Well, I got to say, I haven't seen Danvers on film. I've seen Classical scouting teams and whatnot, and they're a good football team. So who knows what's going to happen. But Classical, I know they got some seniors that, you know, they've been waiting their turn. So it's going to be interesting. But I would have to say Classical could be a team that is not only tough for Danvers, but for anybody who has to play them.
Okay, great, Coach. Thanks a lot. Good luck on Saturday afternoon.
Thanks a lot, buddy. Appreciate it.
Okay, that's been head coach Andrew Morenci of the Beverly Panthers with this week's Panther Preview. For MSO News Sports, I'm Tim Kearns, and this interview has been brought to you by the Gloria Food Store, 268 Rantoul Street in Beverly.
Gloria Food Store is still Beverly's number one deli, and no matter what New England weather is thrown at us, Gloria is open. With fresh bread delivered from Sunray Bakery every morning, Gloria can provide party platters, calzones, hot trays, cold trays, salad trays, and finger sandwiches for whatever you have planned. Call in your order at 978-922-3613, stop in at 268 Rantoul Street, or visit GloriaFoodStore.com.